Welcome to NPCs on the Closet Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Michael. This is episode one. NPCs have emotions and lives, too.
Oi, Benty. Another ale for me and the boys. Make good stuff.
Three Gog Hildegrogs coming right up, Coral. Last of the night for you. Drink 'em quick. It goes for all yous. Closing up shortly here. Hey, what a long day. Not an adventurer in sight. Thank Arvarin for that. Always asking for favors, thinking I know more than I do. Just take your ales and be gone with ya. Oh, Bryla, how I miss these evening walks with ya. Why'd you have to go? Can't I believe you're really gone. Oh, Bryla. Oh.
Knock, 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 Benton Forth. Lovely darkmans for a jaunt, eh? Not too sure you're walking to get the gold you owe the guild halfling.
Evening relics. Sure was. Come.
Wrong boy, Benty. I'd hate for anything bad to happen to ya.
Oh, fair. Little Bottom never walks out on a death. Especially to the guild relics. Did I ever tell you about the time my grandfather...
Shut up, Halfman. Just give me the gold and I'll be on my way.
Of course. Allow me to step inside. I'll return in a jint and a jaunt with your gold. Oh gods. Arvarin, help me.
You're short, F. Gove. The deal was 10 yellow tin for your dearly departed's fancy booze. There's not even 5 bits worth here.
I know, Relics. Just give me a couple more moons to get the rest, sir. The hot summer's kept the travels away, and my tavern's been slow. I promise you the rest just as soon as...
Foolish Gove. You're lucky I like you, Benton Forth. To spot you the remainder to the guild. Mucky now you owe me. Plus 10 tin. And 2 lightmans. The fancy booze is mine. You're welcome.
You're truly a merciful man, Relics. 5 gold, 10 silver. 2 days. Got it. I won't let you down, sir. What now, Bryla? You said you wanted to show me something.
Close your eyes, Binty boy. Come with me. We're here, dearie. Keep those eyes closed now.
What are you up to, Missy? You know I don't swim. Not even for you.
Open your eyes now, dearie.
Your locket. What are you doing with... Bryla, what?
Hi, barkeep. A few ales for me and my mates, please.
You got it, merry adventure. There'll be 1 silver.
Many thanks, halfling. Say, wouldn't happen to know anything about the goblin caves up north, would ya?
Oi, adventurers.
One of the biggest mistakes we make as gamers, players and game masters alike, is to forget that at their core, NPCs are people too, just like the player characters. So often, an NPC is treated as a means to an end for the story. Imagine if you went through your life like you go through a game session, ruthlessly prying, persuading, deceiving, lying, in every interaction of the day. Today I'm going to talk about some of the ways that we can treat NPCs more like humans, because NPCs have emotions and lives too. We can do better. Our NPCs deserve better. But where do we start? Mundane conversation with random people in-game hardly sounds fun or productive. After all, we only have so much time at the table to tell our story. But done correctly, we can make our games feel more organic, less cliche, and hopefully more fun. Most of this advice is meant for more sandboxy campaign-oriented games. However, these strategies can be equally as useful in one-shots and more linear campaigns. First, we need to establish that and be okay with the fact that not every NPC is going to have plot-specific knowledge in their little brains. But that doesn't mean they don't have some knowledge worth knowing. For GMs, this maybe means a little more prep or a little more improvisation in-game. Come to the table prepared with a couple tidbits unrelated to the main plot, or if you're comfortable with it, do it on the spot. Use these to weave in interesting side plots, red herrings, player character hooks, or just interesting ideas to control the mood and pace of the game. So first, side plots. If you feel like your players are losing interest in the main story of your campaign, maybe it's time to throw in a side quest. Get them roped into one or two session quests that re-engage them, and then throw them right back into the main plot. Random NPC encounters can be perfect for this, but be careful, because you can quickly derail a perfectly good campaign this way. Next, there's red herrings. Think your players are moving through your plot points too quickly? Or just want to throw them for a loop? Stage an NPC encounter with information that appears to be plot-related, but is in fact totally unrelated. This doesn't necessarily need to entail an NPC being dishonest, but it could just simply be a wild coincidence, for example. Depending on the tone of your game, and of course, if your players bite the hook here, it's maybe an opportunity to get some emotional investment with a humorous, dark, or sentimental turn of events. Then there's PC hooks. If you have a player who hasn't seen the spotlight in a while, an NPC conversation can be used to let that PC shine for a few minutes. You can always use these plot-unrelated interactions to pull in a player who's been on the quiet side. Just have the NPC zero in on that player and let the conversation grow from there. Then there's the mood lever, as I like to call it. Has your horror game taken a bit of a comical tone for too long? Maybe use an NPC to bring that mood down a couple pegs by telling a grim, horrific story about that NPC's past. Use NPCs to remind your players what kind of game you agreed on playing. Now, most of this advice has been for GMs, but players can get in on the fun too. Imagine that. Instead of asking every NPC about plot-specific information, you have options. You too can control the mood if you feel like it's gone off course by engaging an NPC in conversation that has a chance of realigning the tone. As a player, you can pursue your own personal character hooks by pushing those topics in NPC conversations. At the very least, you have an opportunity to learn more about the world your character is living in by asking questions. From our example at the top of the show, maybe our barkeep friend Bentonforth doesn't know about the Goblin Caves. Maybe he does. But it's clear from the story that he has matters far more pressing to worry about. Based on his current situation, he may be able to provide the players with a deeper insight into the Thieves Guild. He could serve to swing the mood in a more somber direction with a story about his departed wife, Bryla. He could provide a side quest to get relics off his back. He could throw in a red herring related to the Goblin Caves. Maybe that's where Bryla went missing, and he presents it in such a way that suggests that this Thieves Guild is somehow involved in the caves. Maybe one of the PCs has a goal to infiltrate the guild, and Bentonforth could become a valuable ally in that pursuit. So, instead of being blunt and heading straight for the plot, take a second to explore the rest of the world. Ask an NPC how their day's been. The answer just might surprise you. And that'll do it for today's episode of NPCs. You can find us on Twitter at @the_closetgamer, join our G+ community, or head to our website at theclosetgamer.wixsite.com/theclosetgamer for a write-up on Bentonforth and all our featured NPCs, the Closet Gamer blog, and the back catalog of our actual play D&D 5e campaign, Secrets of Duncaster. It streams on YouTube live every other Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. We're in session 3 and having a blast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please head to iTunes and leave a review, or simply tell your friends to give us a listen. Thanks for listening, and join us in a couple weeks for another episode. Game well.